This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Patient hearing in action, real-life scenarios with difficult people, and what to do. See patient hearing work, and fail, in real situations that matter. In short, patient hearing is not a passive act. It is a deliberate choice to stay present, withhold judgment, and let another person finish, even when every instinct pulls you toward a quick response. It looks different in every situation, which is why examples teach what definitions cannot. When it works, it shifts the dynamic. When it is absent, the cost compounds quickly. These scenarios will help you recognize it in real life, so you can use it with intention. Definition: patient hearing is the deliberate practice of giving your full, sustained attention to another person in difficult conversations, without interrupting, reacting defensively, or forming your response before they have finished speaking. I watched it happen in a room I was standing in. A senior manager had just been told, plainly and publicly, that her team did not trust her. The person saying it was shaking slightly. The room was tight with silence. And she did something I have rarely seen. She said nothing. She sat still, looked directly at the person, and let the full weight of what they said land without deflecting it. That moment of patient hearing changed the conversation, and eventually, the relationship. No definition I could give you would have shown you what I saw in that room. That is why we are here. These patient hearing scenarios are drawn from real situations, the kinds you will recognize, and they will show you what this practice actually looks like under pressure. What to notice before you read these scenarios. Patient hearing is not the same as staying quiet. You can be silent and completely absent. Real patient hearing involves sustained attention, the absence of defensive body language, and a willingness to sit with discomfort without rushing toward resolution. Watch for three things in each scenario below. First, notice whether the listener holds their position when the speaker says something uncomfortable. Second, watch how the speaker responds when they feel genuinely heard. Third, if patient hearing fails, look at the exact moment it breaks and what the cost is. Read these as you would watch something unfold in front of you. Not as cautionary tales, as close observations. Six scenarios that show patient hearing in the real world. Scenario 1. The colleague who would not stop complaining. A project manager, 5 years into her role, had a direct report who complained in every one-to-one meeting. Same topics, same frustration, slight variations. She had tried redirecting him, offering solutions, pointing to what was going well. Nothing worked. On her manager's advice, she tried something different. She sat, kept her hands on the table, and let him speak without offering a single solution. When he finally paused, she said, "That sounds exhausting. Tell me what the worst part has been." He stared at her for a moment, then started talking about something he had never raised before, a decision made up of both of them that had left him feeling sidelined. The complaining had been a symptom. Patient hearing found the source. The lesson here is that patient hearing sometimes has to travel through what a person is saying to reach what they actually mean. The complaints were real, but they were also a lid over something deeper. Scenario 2. The team member who went silent. A team of six had been working under significant pressure for 3 months. One member, usually sharp and direct, had gone quiet. In meetings she gave minimal answers. Her line manager assumed burnout and left her space. He was not wrong to be considerate, but he was avoiding a direct conversation because he feared it might tip her over. When he finally sat with her and asked how she was doing, he made a critical error after 30 seconds of her slow, careful answer. He jumped in with reassurances and suggestions. She went quieter. The conversation ended without resolution. What he missed was the need for sustained patience. At the exact moment, she was beginning to trust him enough to speak. His reassurances were genuine, but they arrived too early. She had not finished. Knowing when to start a difficult conversation matters /articles/workplace communication/team synergy/how-to-start-a-difficult-conversation that's blocking your team synergy. But staying in it matters just as much. Patient hearing failed not through hostility, but through well-meaning impatience. That is one of its most common forms. Scenario 3. The angry senior colleague. A new hire in a design agency made a presentation error that caused a client callback. A senior colleague, visibly angry, confronted her in the corridor. The new hire's instinct was to defend herself, and she had grounds to the brief had been unclear. Instead, she took a breath, held the senior colleague's gaze, and said, "Tell me what happened from your side." What followed was 3 minutes of sharp, pointed criticism. She did not interrupt once. When he finished, she said calmly, "I understand why that landed badly. Here is what I saw from my position." The senior colleague paused. His tone shifted. He had expected a fight. Instead, he got someone who could absorb the full force of his frustration without crumbling or retaliating. They worked through the actual problem in the next 10 minutes, de-escalating the kind of conflict slash article slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy often starts with exactly this, not matching the other person's energy. But holding the steady, patient hearing in this scenario was an act of courage, not passivity. She chose presence over self-protection. Scenario 4. The one-to-one that made things worse. Here is the thing about patient hearing, its absence rarely looks dramatic. A team lead ran weekly check-ins with his reports. He was efficient, structured, and widely considered a solid manager. During one session, a team member began describing a conflict with a colleague. The lead checked his phone once, then glanced at the clock, then offered a quick fix. "Just loop in HR if it escalates." The team member nodded and moved on. 3 weeks later, that conflict had affected two other team members and was beginning to erode the group's ability to work together. Passive-aggressive behavior can build quietly slash articles slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to address passive-aggressive behavior that silently erodes into team synergy when no one stops to genuinely hear what is happening. The original conversation had been a chance to catch it early. The team lead was not negligent. He was distracted. But the cost was weeks of compounding friction. This is the scenario most managers recognize in themselves when they are honest. Not cruelty. Inattention. And the cost is real. Scenario 5. The feedback conversation that finally landed. A team leader had given the same feedback to a team member 4 times over 6 months. Poor timekeeping. Late deliverables. Consistent enough to be a pattern. Each conversation followed the same structure. The leader stated the problem. The team member acknowledged it. Nothing changed. On the 5th attempt, the leader tried something different. She stopped leading with the facts. She asked, instead, "When you think about your workload right now, what does it feel like?" And then she listened, fully, for several minutes without guiding the conversation toward her prepared points. The team member described being overwhelmed by a personal situation she had not disclosed. She had not felt safe enough to raise it. The patient hearing created space she had not seen before. Feedback lands when the other person feels safe enough to receive it slash article slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. And they rarely feel safe if they do not first feel heard. 4 conversations produced nothing because the real problem was never surfaced. 1 patient conversation changed everything. Scenario 6. The mediation that held. 2 team members had been in low-level conflict for weeks. A third colleague, not their manager, agreed to sit with both of them and help them talk it through. She had no formal training. What she had was the discipline to stay neutral and to hear both sides without showing preference. When the first colleague spoke, she turned fully toward them. When that person finished, she turned to the second and said, "What did you hear them say? Not what do you think, not do you agree, but what did you hear?" That question only works if you have already modeled patient hearing yourself. It showed both of them what real listening looks like before asking them to do it. Mediating between 2 people in conflict slash articles slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to mediate between 2 team members to preserve group synergy requires exactly this: a listener, so steady that both parties feel safe in the same room. The most powerful thing she did was not what she said. It was how completely she listened. The thread that runs through all 6. Look across these scenarios and several real patterns become clear. Patient hearing consistently shows up as a physical act: stillness, eye contact, and the deliberate withholding of the response forming in your head. It is not internal silence so much as controlled external presence. The second pattern: people escalate, repeat themselves, or shut down when they feel unheard. In nearly every scenario above, the difficult behavior was not the core problem. It was the signal of an unmet need. Patient hearing is often the first tool that can actually reach that signal. Third, when patient hearing breaks, it usually breaks at the first moment of discomfort. The team lead checking his phone, the manager jumping in with reassurances too soon. The failure point is rarely laziness. It is the impulse to fix, redirect, or self-protect at exactly the moment the other person needs you to stay. Avoiding difficult conversations altogether slash articles slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy is one version of this failure. But so is entering a conversation and then quietly withdrawing from it while your body stays in the room. What these patterns ask of you. You have read six scenarios. One of them almost certainly reminded you of a conversation you have had, or one you're avoiding right now. That recognition is useful. It means you can see the dynamic clearly when it belongs to someone else. The harder question is whether you can see it while it is happening to you. Patient hearing under real pressure with someone who is genuinely difficult is not a skill you will master by reading about it. You build it through practice, through honest reflection after conversations that did not go well, and through the willingness to repair what broke slash article slash workplace communication slash team synergy slash how to apologize a team member in a way that actually restores synergy when your patients gave out. Start small. In your next difficult conversation, set one clear intention: you will not respond until the other person has fully finished speaking. No finishing their sentences, no nodding along while planning your reply, no checking the time. Just stay. That single discipline, held consistently, is where patient hearing scenarios stop being something you read about and start being something you live. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are patient hearing scenarios and difficult conversations? Patient hearing scenarios are real-world situations where one person stays fully present and attentive while another person speaks, even when the content is uncomfortable or confrontational. They reveal how sustained listening can shift tension, build trust, and create space for resolution. How do patient hearing scenarios help you deal with difficult people? Seeing patient hearing in action helps you recognize the specific behaviors involved: staying still, withholding judgment, and letting the other person finish. When you can picture those behaviors in a real situation, you're far more likely to apply them under pressure. What does patient hearing look like in the workplace? Patient hearing in the workplace means giving a colleague your full attention without interrupting, checking your phone, or preparing your counterargument while they speak. It often looks like stillness, steady eye contact, and a brief pause before you respond. What happens when patient hearing is absent in a difficult conversation? When patient hearing is absent, the other person feels dismissed. They often escalate, repeat themselves, or shut down entirely. The original problem goes unresolved, and a new layer of resentment builds on top of it, making future conversations harder. Can patient hearing work when someone is angry or aggressive? Yes, patient hearing is most powerful when emotions are running high. It does not mean accepting bad behavior. It means staying present long enough to hear what is underneath the anger. Most aggression in conversations is driven by a feeling of not being heard. How long does it take to get patient hearing right? There is no fixed timeline. Most people can apply the basics within a few conversations if they know what to focus on. Mastering it under real pressure, with someone genuinely difficult, takes months of consistent practice and honest self-reflection after each attempt. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.